This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. If you have been studying along with us as I have tried to unpack what Peter shared in 2 Peter 1, 1 through 11, I trust you have gained an appreciation of what the Christian life is all about. I have been enriched as I've pondered these few verses in preparing these programs. As we have looked at the qualities Peter encourages us to add to our faith, we now begin to see the overflow through our lives to others. The next quality to add is brotherly kindness. The word in the original is Philadelphia, made up of phileo, to have an affection for, and adelphos, a brother. This is a baseline quality required in Christian relationships. After the Apostle Peter's denial, Jesus wanted to be sure that he was truly reestablished in their relationship. So he asked him in John 21:15, "Do you truly love me?" Peter answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I have a brotherly affection for you." Again, Peter asked, "Do you truly love me?" Peter responded, "Yes, Lord, you know that I have a brotherly affection for you." A third time, Jesus asked, "Do you have a brotherly affection for me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you have a brotherly affection for me?" Peter said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I have a brotherly affection for you." That was enough for a starter to reassign Peter to minister. Jesus is willing to take a person who honestly confesses that level of commitment. It is better than nothing, but not all that Jesus desires from our hearts. Do you have at least that level of commitment to Jesus? Then acknowledge it and live it.